This is Talk of the Nation. I'm Neil Conan in Washington. Actor Dustin Hoffman is going to be our guest for much of this program, but he's a little late arriving at our studios at NPR West in Culver City. Apparently there's some traffic in Los Angeles. Very unusual, I understand. So in the meantime, we're going to be discussing rents for apartments which are falling in many parts of the country. During the last several years, low interest rates have inspired more Americans to buy houses, leaving apartment vacancy near 10% nationally. According to a recent article in the New York Times, landlords in some southeastern and midwestern cities are offering incentives to potential tenants, free Starbucks coffee, gift certificates to local stores, and as much as 3 months of free rent. So what's happening where you are? Are rents going down? Or are you struggling to find affordable housing? And are you trying to decide whether to rent or take the plunge into home ownership? Give us a call. Our number here in Washington is 800-989-8255. That's 800-989-TALK. Our email address is TOTN@NPR.org. And joining us now is Barbara Allen. She's a housing analyst for Natexis Bleichroeder, which is an international brokerage firm. She joins us on the line from her office in Scottsdale, Arizona. Good of you to be with us on Talk of the Nation.
Thank you for having me.
Explain to us, why are apartment rents falling?
Because it's easier for tenants to buy a home now than it is to rent an apartment. Just looking at the finances of it, many of them can get a no down payment mortgage, which means they have very little cash outlay at the time they buy the house. And with rates down so low, the monthly payment on a house will oftentimes be very competitive with the monthly rent. So for the last 3 years, we've seen a considerable exodus of people out of apartments and renting and into home ownership.
We always say in these kinds of introductions across much of the country, there are regional variances, are there not?
Obviously, the U.S. is a huge country with varying geography as well as economies from state to state. But that does seem to be a pretty national trend if you exclude perhaps a few of the urban areas with very, very limited ability to expand rental units, like Manhattan. But I've even heard of people being able to bargain for better rents in Manhattan.
And there was also in the New York Times an article recently that said rents on what many regard as the prohibitively expensive Upper East Side have been coming down, certainly by comparison to other prohibitively expensive Manhattan neighborhoods.
Yes, it's true. I've been hearing those things. But I look more at the broad reaches of the country overall. And while the trend towards home ownership I applaud, I am concerned about the long-term implications of having people get mortgages without any outlay of their own, that is, no accumulation of a down payment. I live in Maricopa County, which is where Phoenix and Scottsdale are located. It's the second largest urban or metropolitan housing market in the country. And we have seen a significant increase in foreclosures, and most of those people are the ones who did not have down payments of any size. And that's a fairly troubling trend.
Now, besides, you mentioned, obviously, Manhattan, but aren't there other places in the country where rents are still high?
I'm sure there are. If you want to live in downtown Atlanta and be in walking distance of your office and so forth, obviously the supply-demand scenario in a place like Atlanta or downtown L.A. or downtown San Francisco or Chicago, I'm sure that it will be very difficult to strike a deal. But once you move out of those types of areas and into, for example, Camelback Road, which runs right through the middle of Phoenix. I drove down it this morning, and I saw deals being offered with billboards on the street for these apartments. One of them was a washer-dryer special and two-bedroom blowout. I don't know what that is, but they were offering it.
Maybe it's one of those three-walled apartments. I've lived in a couple of those, yeah.
And these looked like very nice apartment complexes, kind of your typical apartment complexes where our adult children, when they get out of college, would be wanting to rent.
Well,
there's a lot of competition.
I was going to ask about that. Are these the kinds of apartments that are sort of upper end, as we were talking about in New York City, or is this mean that there is now affordable housing available for people who work for an hourly wage?
I think it's becoming more so, particularly when the apartment owners are waiving security deposits, which are oftentimes hard for young people to come up with, just as it used to be hard for them to come up with a down payment on a house. You have to accumulate some funds. You have to have some financial discipline at a time in your life when you're probably not making a lot of money. But with the bargaining tools you have out there, that is a 9.9% vacancy rate, I think that the younger people in particular can probably find some very good deals on nice apartments.
Let's get some listeners involved. Our number is 800-989-8255. That's 800-989-TALK. The email address is totn@npr.org. And a reminder, if you tuned in expecting to hear Dustin Hoffman on the program, he's going to join us in a few minutes. Let's get some listeners on the line now to talk about falling rents in much of the country. Christy joins us from Rockford, Illinois.
Hi.
Hi.
Well, my story is my husband and his partner own four apartment buildings that they've had for several years. And in the past 4 years, we have not had as many apartment vacancies as we've had in the past 6 months.
How high is it running?
Well, let's see. We had one apartment that we had upgraded to try to lure tenants.
Mm-hmm.
And that was vacant for 6 months.
Wow.
Then we had a building that the whole building was vacant. It had two units, and we just hadn't been able to rent it out. It's just, there on our street that we live on right now, there are 8 apartments for rent.
Barbara Allen, that sounds awfully soft there in for a market in Rockford, Illinois.
It certainly does. I wonder if the listener has been able to find out where these prospective tenants are going. Are they going into the ownership market?
Yes, most of the people who used to rent, they can buy a house for as much as they pay for rent now. Our two-bedroom apartments that are really nice, they have washer and dryers in them. We can only rent them out for, at the most, $550 a month.
Well, I think that that indicates that, you know, we've got an imbalance here, but I unfortunately it's been caused by, I think, what is perhaps an inappropriate decision to allow people to buy homes without a down payment. Clearly that makes it easier for them, and from their perspective, it makes economic sense, unless, of course, they end up running into some financial difficulties and then get foreclosed on.
We're considering selling our buildings now because interest rates are still somewhat low, and we're hoping that maybe people might consider making an investment because of the interest rates.
Well, that's a possibility. I think you'd have to check in your local area. I don't know what the selling prices are. There does seem to have been higher prices being paid for apartment buildings than I would have expected. So there may be another market out there for your property. But it does appear that interest rates are now rising, so some of this competition from new homeowners may be dissipating.
Christy, good luck.
Thank you.
Bye-bye. And before we let you go, Barbara Allen, you were talking about the relationship between the rental market and the housing market. Some people are saying that if there's this much vacancy and softness in the rental market, that might be the first portent of maybe housing prices starting to come down.
I think it's much more connected to interest rates and these no-down payment mortgages. And the key variable right now is how high are interest rates going to go, given the strength we are seeing in the economy. As that happens, many of these potential home buyers will be unable to qualify to make the monthly payment, and that would send them back into the rental market, I think.
Well, thank you very much for being with us today. We appreciate it.
Thank you for asking me.
Barbara Allen is a housing analyst for the Texas Bleischroeder, an international brokerage firm, and she was with us from her office in Scottsdale, Arizona.